From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Economists like to say nobody wins a trade war. The counterpoint is the American auto industry. Foreign car makers have opened dozens of factories in the U.S. over the last 40 years, in large part because of conflicts over trade. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom shares some of that history and why it might not repeat itself with the current trade war.
Let's zoom back to the 70s, the time of big American muscle cars. You had the Chevy Camaro, the Pontiac Firebird, and of course, the Ford Mustang.
What makes Mustang number one? Personality.
They're basically making huge cars with big engines that get lousy gas mileage.
A.J. Jacobs is a car industry historian at East Carolina University. That lousy gas mileage ended up being a big problem for American car makers when an energy crisis in the 1970s kicked in. Gas prices jumped about four times higher. That's when American roads started getting taken over by fuel-efficient cars from Japan.
You asked for it. The Toyota Corolla two-door sedan. Probably the most sensible car in the world. 49 Highway 36.
They're not pretty. They are not fast. They're not going to get your girlfriend, but they're going to get you to work. And they're not going to make you broke.
American car companies like Ford, with their lineup of gas guzzlers, just couldn't compete. So they went to Washington asking for protection. At the start of the 80s, Congress threatened tariffs on Japanese cars. And just the threat was enough to get Japanese automakers to limit their imports to America voluntarily.
They call it voluntary, but it was basically like a voluntold.
John Moore is an auto historian at the College of Southern Maryland. That voluntold moment was followed by Japanese automakers opening assembly plants across the country. Honda, Toyota, Lexus, Subaru, they all opened plants in the U.S. in the 80s. Now, Moore says the tariffs were not the only factor, but the fear of them also helped lead to German automakers opening assembly plants in the U.S. too.
They were aware of what had happened with the Japanese makers. There was a fear that if they did not localize production, that something else might disrupt that relationship.
All this to say, trade wars, or at least the threat of them, played a big role in growing this huge part of the American auto industry, including in states like Alabama and Mississippi. Each year, millions of cars with foreign brands are now assembled on American soil with American hands. But ironically, all that past trade war success means there's just a lot less to gain from a trade war today.
Scaring Hyundai, scaring Toyota, yeah, you can do it to a certain degree. But they're already here.
That's A.J. Jacobs again. Now, Hyundai did announce plans recently to invest about $21 billion in U.S. manufacturing, though that plan started coming together before Trump was inaugurated. Foreign car makers rely so much on American auto manufacturing today that they actually make cars in the U.S. and ship them to other countries for sale. Here's John Moore again.
You know, we are exporting Mercedes from Alabama. We're exporting Toyotas from Indiana, Kias from Georgia.
In fact, after adjusting for inflation, U.S. auto exports are about five times the value they were in the 70s. In other words, we not only have a lot less to gain from trade wars, but a lot more to lose, too.
If we really do, you know, an international global trade war, it's very likely that those exports will be imperiled. And the people whose, you know, jobs rely on those may find themselves out of work.
And again, the workers we're talking about at these foreign-owned assembly plants are American workers, like Rodney Washington. I called him up on his way to work at the Hyundai plant in Montgomery. Trump has imposed a 25% tariff on auto parts and cars, and Washington does believe that could lead to more jobs at plants like his so foreign automakers can avoid paying tariffs.
We will be able to sell more cars here in Alabama because the cars will be cheaper.
At least compared to imported cars. But Washington believes the tariffs, in the long run, will cause more harm than good for workers like him.
It's not worth the problem that it's causing right now. It has affected the stock market and people's retirements. It's just not a good idea.
There is one outcome from that trade war in the 70s that would likely be the same today. Americans watching the sticker price of cars going up. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Bisaha.